Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 71.
71?
It is.
You looked like you wanted an interjection.
So well, interjected. I'm just always going to pause from here on out.
I don't think he ever does. You just do it.
Yeah. I didn't ever want it, but now I just kind of resigned to it, so... You're just going to wait until I start talking. Before we get into the episode and talk about the retro game of the week, let the viewers know what game or games you're currently playing besides the ones that you're playing for this podcast.
Fun Nolan? Game. I'm all for it. I'm playing Hearthstone. Crazy. I am a noob at it and got back into it recently. Kenny is godlike, but he coaches me, so I'm playing
let
that.
Me just say... Okay, Let me interject okay. That I viewed a game last night. I don't know how deep into it y'all were. Kenny beat you so quickly and so soundly. It was ridiculous.
It might have been one of those games that we were
I was
just
getting
playing.
My quest done. It would not have been that brutal.
It was crazy.
I mean, his deck is way better than mine, but we were cheating and doing each other's quests. But
anything besides Hearthstone? Yeah.
Yes, Rocket League. I think we're all gonna have the same answer. I play Rocket League with my two best friends, Kenny and Dustin, sometimes, and we're really bad.
You guys are okay, and I'm just terrible. And so together,
okay, that's actually
we're pretty
true.
Mediocre.
That's true.
But to me, it's still fun because even when to watch Kenny go up for those
guys.
Listen, I've got so much aerial skills. I jump in the air, I fly at the ball, and I miss it with style every time.
We kind of have a rule of, like, you need to call it if you're going to go for it. Kenny calls it. He does a great job of calling
it. Yeah, I'm up. He's going up.
And then I go
going
for
up.
It.
I'm going up. And then the
but
car
then I
just...
never hit it.
Anyways, okay. And I dabble in Path of Exile with Kenny. So I think I just play video games with you nerds.
Is that the exact same setup for you, Kenny?
Pretty much for me, yeah. Like I'm playing Path of Exile sort of primarily, kind of getting back into Hearthstone just because you guys have been playing it a little bit and that's been fun. But I haven't played seriously that game since, I don't know, a couple expansion packs back. And so I feel really disconnected from like how the actual gameplay is right now, but it's still a fun game. And then sometimes I lose at Rocket League with you guys.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, I'm playing Rocket League with you guys. Obviously, we already said that. Did exceptionally well last night. I too picked up Hearthstone just recently, and it's crazy trying to learn all of that because this is my first time playing it. Still trying to finish up Dragon Age 2, which is just a crazy experience. My wife and I are about to start an indie title called Inside, which is supposed to be pretty crazy also.
What's that one about again? I've heard that.
Well, it's a standalone thing, but it's the same company that did the one where you're the little boy walking across the stage.
Oh,
and it's
that
black,
I know what game you're talking about.
And it's...
That was a beautiful game.
Yeah, it was a beautiful
like,
game.
Really
and Inside's
well
supposed to be just as good and just as creepy.
Cool. That's awesome.
Crazy. So viewers, we actually do have gaming lives outside of the games we play with you and for you. And we're playing tons of fun and crazy games. Yeah. We played a crazy game this week for our show. It's called Crazy Taxi. Join us as we talk about this crazy game.
Overview.
I have practiced my Crazy Taxi voice just for you, Dustin.
Oh, let us hear it.
Wait, I want to hear it.
Of course. Right.
Hey, it's Crazy Taxi.
That was really good.
Let's have some fun.
That was really good.
I told you I practiced.
If you're just listening to the audio of this, that really was Nolan. We're not playing the game.
It's going to sound so
That
bad.
Was amazing.
Y'all are dumb.
No,
you
Nolan.
Don't understand how close you were.
You were gifted.
I practiced because that made me laugh when I started the game.
Yeah, reasonably so. So Crazy Taxi, for those of you that don't know, is a 1999 racing video game where you race nobody but the clock. And it first came out in 1999 in the arcade, and a year later, it was ported to Dreamcast. and it was published by Sega, so you know it's at least got to be a decent title, right? Yeah. Like, does Sega invest into anything that just flopped? I'm sure there were a few things here and there.
Sonic.
I don't think Sonic flopped.
Oh, it did. It died and they killed it.
Well, sure, but I mean, it had a very successful run. Anyways, this isn't Sonic, although you're going very, very fast, and you don't want to stop for nothing.
It feels a little like it.
It does, it does. So there's no story, but who needs one when you're Axel or BD Joe or Jenna or Gus driving around a taxi, taking customers to their intended destination extremely quickly and extremely recklessly?
Yeah, think crazy, as in crazy taxi. And it pretty much sums up the game.
As in yellow cab.
As in you grab people and take them to their fares. It's the most the name describes the game title we've played yet.
It does.
Yeah, and it was originally an arcade title. But even more than that, it was originally a sit-down, steering wheel in hand, arcade machine. Yeah. And I played the upright version that came out a year or two later. Did either of you actually play this game ever in the arcade?
I wasn't familiar with this game at all. Although when I told my wife that I was playing this game this week, she freaked out because this was one of those games she played as a kid, like somewhat continuously.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I was like, "Hey, we're playing." She asked me what game we're playing this week, and I said, "Crazy Taxi." And she said, "Crazy Taxi! I love that game. Yeah. It was great."
So neither of you have any experience with this game before this week.
No, I was coming into it totally blind.
Recognize crazy. The branding. No, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
I recognize the branding. It's very popular, and my friends played it, but I never played the arcade, and I never played the ports.
So neither of you have the nostalgia attached. And we have referenced many times on this podcast that when there's nostalgia attached to a video game, that has an effect on
majorly.
And reasonably so. We welcome that. We're not turning that away. I mean, that is a part of the quality of a game.
I think when you get a good old game, though, you can get that nostalgia vibe just by, like, the style of the game. Like, I didn't get nostalgia for Crazy Taxi playing this game this week, but I got a little bit of nostalgia for the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Because this game, like, epitomizes the late 90s.
Yeah.
From, like, the music that's going on, to the kind of reckless gameplay and just like the vibe of it, to the graphics, like across the board, this game just reeks like it's almost Y2K.
Gameplay.
All right, so Crazy Taxi is exactly like Dustin said. It is a crazy driving game where you are taking fares from place to place and you're doing it as quickly as you can. It does have that sort of standard, at least in the kind of normal mode, arcade style of, like, you've got a clock that's ticking down, and if you accomplish things, you earn more time to then go and do more things. It's a really classic sort of arcade style. There's some other variations of the game, at least in what I played. I didn't play the actual arcade title because it's a little bit more difficult to find, so I'm curious what version of the game you guys played.
I think we need to solidify that. That'll help us see
if we're different or the same. Although I do think most of the ports were pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty close.
I played the PS2 port, which I think was a really popular port for Crazy Taxi outside of the arcade. Like, I think that was one of the most played ones.
Yeah, that was the one that I played growing up. I've got a sit-down arcade machine over there.
That's impressive. Can you mail that to me?
I also played the PS2 version.
Okay, I played the Xbox Live Arcade version.
Oh yeah,
they released it on the Xbox, and
I bet they're fairly close. I bet your graphics were improved.
I would imagine, but they're pretty simple. They're clean, you know. But like,
well, ours aren't that clean, really.
Are they not? It may look better than on mine. I mean, it's old and pixely.
Heavy, you know? PS2 vibes on the graphic front.
Oh yeah,
I'd agree stylistically. But it was fun to play a game that again that the spouse was interested in because. Playing it on that version let me do it on the TV, you know? Yeah. So we had fun together.
And so you mentioned there are a few different modes that you can play. You can play right. The arcade mode, which I think just gives you like a minute, and you can replenish that time. It may start you out with more than that, but you replenish your time by completing fares quickly and dropping off your customers at their intended destinations.
Yeah.
There is the original mode, which is a little bit more forgiving. It just gives you a little bit more time, a little bit more grace, a little bit more money, and I think even a little bit more customers are on the map. Same map though, right. And same concept. Get person from point A to point B as quickly as possible. Collect the fare and repeat.
Yeah.
And then though you've got Crazy Box, and please tell me that you guys tried Crazy Box this
week. Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
I didn't.
A few of them didn't appeal to me, so I didn't do every single one. But a couple of the challenges were really, really fun.
See, what I think Crazy Box. I think Crazy Box would have been where you had the most fun, Nolan.
Probably. I'm not done playing with
Crazy Box. Crazy Box is more of a challenge mode that has various challenges that you have to complete. And so the first one is just you have to jump a certain distance off of a ramp.
It's just huge ramp going down, you got to hit distance.
That's going to be impossible unless you utilize one of the mechanics that it's trying to teach you. And so if you do Crazy Box, you're going to be a lot better in the arcade and the normal versions of the game.
It's sort of the challenge mode and the training mode kind of crammed into one, because you'd need most of the like special moves to be able to complete the tasks well.
Right. So other ones are like pop this amount of balloons within this amount of time. Another one is bowling. So you're driving on a bowling lane and you have to crazy drift into the pins and knock them all down each turn.
I'm playing that.
Yeah.
You have to jump from like platform to platform and hit those ramps.
Yeah.
And make it to the very last platform in time without falling in the water. That one was fun.
That seems like good practice for the actual...
Yeah, practice. And it's fun, but then you're learning the mechanic and learning the handling of the vehicle so that you will be... Like, if you were to play Crazy Box for an hour or so, you would be two or three times better at collecting the fares in the original game than you were previously. Well.
So is there just the one taxi car? Can you unlock other ones?
You've got a different taxi car for your different characters.
Right.
And then you don't unlock different taxi cars, but what you can do, I think, if you complete all of the Crazy Box missions, you get a bicycle. And it goes just as fast as the taxi, guys.
Oh, that's sick.
And it's really funny to watch how fast that bike goes.
Such a good, like,
reward. If I'd known that, I'd have finished all of them.
It is such a good reward. It might even go faster, but imagine that. It goes even faster, and it does. And by the way, so the crash collision detection in this game, you'll like no cars ever completely wreck or get destroyed, and
you're
your
just
person
bouncing around everywhere,
right?
Which is
so
crazy.
Like, that's the same with the bicycle. Even though like there's no protection for you, everything you hit, you'll never wreck.
You just run into a car like head on, and you still both just kind of slow down and then keep going.
Yeah. That was one of the most satisfying things to me. I thought going in that if you hit a car, ran into it, like mission over or you lose, but it's crazy taxi, so you just it lets you do whatever you want. To. And that noise of hitting a car made me laugh so hard every time. It makes
it's
the
a
worst
satisfying
noise.
Crunch.
This game, what's different than some other of these driving games is that there's no GPS, which makes it a little bit difficult. You've just got this large green arrow at the top of your screen that directs you from street to street. And so it's not an overall, like, go this direction. It's like, when you're on this street, you need to go this way, which can get confusing pretty fast.
I like that simplicity, though. I thought the exact same thing, like, where is my map? I can't pull up any kind of world map. But I like that simplicity. I think it works, just that arrow pointing. Because
it's simple,
like,
enough, too. That, and I didn't get to this point, but if you were to play a lot of this game, and later as I was playing more, you start to get familiar with your way around the city, and you start to get a little bit familiar even with the locations of the people that you're picking up.
Like where the KFC is.
Right, like when you pick somebody up, it brings up a little icon that tells you where you're going, and then it also arrow directs you. You can kind of know outside of that arrow where you're going once you... get good. In fact, this is one of the things that I liked about this game is that it's you pick it up and it's super fun right away. You're just driving like crazy and going like it's a really low like barrier of entry.
Yeah, arcane.
But it seems like it's got a very, very high skill cap. Like you can learn your way around the map. You can learn to really, really consistently do all the special moves. You can learn to maximize the money you're making by not hitting stuff, but almost hitting stuff and taking ramps and jumps and getting there the right route. You can figure out which car works best for your style since they're like all different and run slightly differently. It's super low barrier of entry, but able to keep you because there's so much to learn and so much to master. And I think that's a huge goal in my mind for any really well done game.
Yeah. And there's only one map. Like there's only one location. So that's somewhat limiting, but it's kind of vast in the sense that like you're not like Kenny said, I mean it's something that you're going to learn more and more and more. There's a lot of locations. It's a pretty big map and there's a lot of secrets too. That like you don't just have to stay to the streets. You can ramp up into a parking garage to quickly get to a different location. So there's a lot of secrets here and there that will make that the more you play, the more you'll just automatically or accidentally find, which will make you more efficient at picking up and dropping off customers.
Yeah. And Kenny mentioned it, but I love the pick up and play ability of this game. It's so simple. There's no stupid tutorial. It was just
you just go and have fun.
Start it and it's like, go. And there's a person on the sidewalk. And so I go up to them, they get in my car and they're like, go here. And I just go and start laughing the whole time. Like,
absolutely.
I laughed so much playing this game because it just gives the game to you. And I love that simplicity. I thought it was great.
Now, it's simple to pick up, and as Kenny said, it's got a relatively high skill cap. Part of that is because there are a few, I think there's four or five different moves that if you master, you will be very successful. And the game doesn't hold your hand in this, so if you're just playing the arcade mode, you may have never known about these moves. It doesn't tell you, try this, do this. But if you play Crazy Box, you're going to have to use these maneuvers. So did you guys know that there's a Crazy Dash, which is a way to increase your speed very quickly and not burn rubber at the beginning of what you typically do? And to do it, you go into reverse, and then into drive very quickly, and then you wait just a pause, and then you accelerate and then you boost forward a lot quicker than you would if you just do a regular startup.
Yeah, that's how it works in real life.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, reverse while you're driving, let go of your accelerator, put your car in reverse.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know about that. But I did look it up and still wasn't able to do it consistently.
No, it's hard. I didn't get it consistent.
That one I was able to do, but not very consistently. The crazy drift I was able to get fairly consistent. That one was lots of fun.
I feel like that one's super useful. Like, you can use that all the time.
In terms of turning around and stopping your momentum and making fast turns, it was a really helpful move to learn.
Yeah.
Well, so crazy drift is just what it sounds like. You kind of do that crazy dash routine, but then you just hold to the right or to the left and then hold your drive and it kind of it drifts you around. You've got a crazy stop and a crazy tailspin as well, all used by the professionals to get the most fares in the quickest amount of time as possible.
I'd like to see someone who is like a seasoned vet playing this game or speedrunning it
really
or something.
People that are really good at this game would blow my mind.
That'd be impressive.
Sure.
It's really fun because it's what they really try to do. I think they do quick fare, quick fare, quick fare, quick fare. They just stay on the quick fares. And is what they do is to stop even quicker, they run into things. So they've got specific things that at the destination they hit so that their car stops immediately.
But stops in a way that they can start again without getting stuck in a corner or like tons of strategy there.
That, but also they do it in a way that that they're in another circle to pick up another customer as one's getting out. So one's getting out, one's getting in, and they're being able to take off again.
Crazy. It definitely is one of those games that you could feel that, like the ability to like learn all the little nuances that you could get really, really good.
Yeah, this game shouldn't have that kind of depth, you know? Like, it's just a simple taxi game, but
feels
it's
really
so
casual,
cool.
But like it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and just think about being able to do this with that kind of stick shift. Doing
that'd
be awesome. Reverse to forward.
Much more satisfying, I think, to do those moves in the arcade. Yeah. I wanted that. I wanted a handle to hold, you know, and actual pedals. It would have felt really satisfying.
Yeah. And then the sit-down machine actually turns into kind of a bike pedal thing when you get your upgrade.
Kenny's thinking.
No, I mean, it doesn't.
Well, you're right, because that would be ridiculous for a machine to completely transform.
Like a transformer.
I mean, it could happen. Weirder things have happened in games.
I guess that's right. It'd be crazy, though.
Nope.
Aged. One of the things that we haven't discussed yet is the music.
Oh, I know.
I mentioned it briefly in talking about how 90s this was. We haven't talked about it.
I
am all for those 90s soundtracks. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those games are good because those soundtracks are in the background while you're skating.
At least in part, yeah.
It was so welcomed in this game for me. I loved it.
Bad Religion and The Offspring are the bands, the artists that provide the soundtrack. So it's this grunge rock, upbeat atmosphere that really helped with the attitude.
I'll agree. Because of the game, the kind of game it is, I think it fits perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yeah, if I had to, like, if you'd told me our game this week was going to have me listening to The Offspring the whole time, I would have rolled my eyes and been like, "Ugh, great, it's that game." But then when I did it, I was like, oh, this is that game.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And it totally fits. So I'll give it to it only because it like supports how the game is and fits so well.
Yeah. I looked up the soundtrack because they were talking about it in Discord this week, and so I didn't believe them when I looked it up. And I saw all the songs that were on it, and I was like, this is going to be Tony Hawk. It was so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's that kind of soundtrack. And once again, like what Kenny said, it captures the late 90s in a box and brings it to us. Yeah. I think that the graphics definitely hold up. They're not crisp and realistic, especially on the PS2 version. But on some of these re-releases, and it's even on mobile now. I didn't get a chance to play that this week. I know some of our other viewers did try that, and so I imagine it's pretty good handling on the phone. I hope it has the same soundtrack, but I know that some of these newer releases and re-releases have a little bit of updated graphics, but that's not what I think the edginess of the graphics goes along with kind of what's going on.
Yeah, no, it even that fits the tone. Like, if you're playing an old NES game, you want those like 8-bit sprites and you want that music and it adds to the feel, and this just felt like everything complemented what the game was trying to be perfectly.
Yeah. And when you're thinking of age of a game, like, the replayability is very important, obviously. Like, you picking it up and playing it many years later, yes, but like, for how long can you do that? And I feel like you can get a lot of entertainment out of this still, even though the graphics are older and like the controls may not be as fluid as some of the newer racing games, but like, it's so playable still. And so like, I didn't really feel hindered when trying to like get
the fact
into
that the game is simple enough and popular enough that they have re-released it on so many different platforms without changing much, pretty much just direct ports, but to, you know, phones and Xboxes and everything else, says a lot about the kind of game it is and how well it's aged, you know, that they really think it's something people will want to play. And I felt that myself, you know. I was like, this is a game that I will probably come back to just casually, but sit down and spend some time playing in the future.
Yeah. I do think that the mechanics and the handling have a learning curve because with
Absolutely.
The speed and the different abilities. And the game doesn't hold your hand, but like you guys have said, it's not a difficult game to get into. Not a difficult
and
game.
And even
to
when
have
you're
fun
bad
with.
At it, it's fun. Like when you're loading up this game and like ramming head on into a giant bus and just being okay with it, and it slows
still
you down,
being able
but
to
like
go
it
forward.
Feels gratifying.
And the person in the back's like, "Hey man, watch where you're going."
Right, and all that tone,
the voice acting
so, it was
is so great.
Great. Like to me, this game pretty much was Grand Theft Auto minus all the parts I don't like, with even more fun, crazy driving.
See, okay, I thought it'd be like Grand Theft Auto when I heard about it or when we were going to play it, but I really didn't feel that. I feel like it's so on its own. Like it did
something
way better.
Oh, it's a completely different kind of game.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
I think the game is just as addictive as ever. And you can imagine with the limited time in the arcade mode, how many quarters that people spent, how many tokens that people spent on this game. Thankfully, today we were able to play it without having to put another quarter in and another quarter in and another quarter in, because this is a quarter eater, and it ate all my coins back in the day. But today it's just as much fun to play as it was 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and like this port was so successful. They did it so well. Ports can fail when you have something really good on arcade. I'm trying to think of an example, but there's games out there that have lowered in quality when you port it, but man, they did a great job and added modes and features and made the game even better. So it's like just well done on the port front as well.
The final shell shock.
So guys, do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus status? Which simply means, do you encourage our viewers to find a copy, play a copy because they'll enjoy it, or to abstain, stay away, and use their time for other games, because that's the only thing that we use our time for. So, Dustin, do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus status? Yeah, I do. It's easy, it's fun. Outside of Mario Kart, this is one of the only other automobile games that you need to play, in my opinion. This isn't my genre. Like I don't like driving around in cars fast. That doesn't do anything for me. I don't have a need for speed, or a need for Speed 2, or a need for Speed Miami.
We get it.
The game Crazy Taxi has very little depth, but it holds some unbelievable retro fun that kind of encapsulates. Is it that?
Yes.
The late 90s.
Montague's encapsulates.
In a wonderful way. I would encourage you to play it. It gets my seal of approval.
Kenny, what do you think?
So, here's the thing. I don't like car games.
I don't either, man.
Generally.
Yeah.
I was afraid this was going to be either Grand Theft Auto, you know, pared down. And though I drew some parallels, it's not the same game. Or, like, even a Vigilante or something just that was, like, car-based, but bleh. But this was a fun game. It was. Like, I jumped in and driving around, and you start just, like, hitting random stuff and realizing you can bounce off everything and just be crazy. And it was hard not to like it. And so part of me wanted to not like this game, like, legitimately. I wanted to just be like, it's a car game, and it's overrated, and it was weird arcade-ish, but it was, you know, that was its niche, and it doesn't really belong today. But none of those things ended up being true. Like, I had fun, I got a little competition going with, like, who could get the most money and how quick, and hitting stuff, and, like, learning all the moves and trying to do the bonus features. I'm not good at this game, I'd have a lot to learn, but even that has appeal. And it felt so, again, so 90s nostalgic that, like, it was just a good, like, complete package. The game knew what it was and delivered what it was well. And that is so important to me. So, yeah, if it's not clear, this game totally gets my thumbs up, my New Game Plus status approval, because absolutely worth playing. It's a casual game. You're not going to put tons and tons of time into it unless you find you really, really like it. But sitting down and playing it and being familiar with it as a title is well worth it for anybody who wants to be well-versed in games.
Nolan, thoughts?
Yeah, so I liked that I went into this game with no nostalgia. That's rare on this podcast, unless it's some weird game that none of us have heard of. But like,
oh, because my name's Nolan and I've played everything.
Your name's Kenny.
I'm just glad. Shots fired. That I was able to experience a really famous game with nothing going into it. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun. I'm still laughing at how hard I hit cars and flew off stuff and people yelling in the backseat at me. It's hilarious. And like, I love the simplicity of it. Very bare bones. Jump in and start having fun. And I love that type of game. And when it's done well, it's like it serves its purpose, but a little too well, because you want to play it for hours and hours. The only way it could have been better for me if there was a game similar to it that was based off of a cartoon sitcom that's beloved by everyone. Oh, wait. There is.
Simpsons?
Yeah, Simpsons Hit and Run was a game I did play, and I actually thought that was based off GTA, and that was their like take on it. No, it's directly based off of Crazy Taxi.
Interesting.
And it's the reason I love Simpsons Hit and Run is because they copied Crazy Taxi. That's also a great game, but yeah, it's a game everyone should play, so I give it New Game Plus.
Wait, which game? This game? Crazy Both. Taxi?
Or Crazy Taxi, but also heavily endorse Simpsons Hit and Run as well.
Yeah, I saw you guys talking about it in Discord this last week, and I've never played that. And
if it's a similar play style, but just like Simpsons themed and delivered
they
well,
they added a story. I'd totally like play it. It's an episode of Simpsons that you're playing. Essentially, you can play as all the family, different cars, all the characters are in it. Jokes. It's awesome.
Awesome. Well, we give it our vote for New Game Plus status. Find a copy of Crazy Taxi this week and enjoy it. We know you'll get multiple hours of fun and craziness out of it.
Out of your taxi.
We got a few thoughts from some of our viewers this week. Zion emailed us, and he's actually in Twitch right now, which I don't know if we've ever mentioned in our podcast that we stream.
It's secret.
We haven't, but for those who have connected with us, follow us on Twitter, connect anyway outside of just listening to the podcast, you'll be familiar with us trying to connect with you guys throughout the week, and would love if you would hop in our Discord channel, talk to us about the game as you're playing it throughout the week, or on Saturday mornings most of the time. Obviously, we have lives and schedules that sometimes change that, but notch out some time and hop on Twitch. You can find those links on everything else social media-wise that we do. And you can watch a rough version of this with our faces and video. And, still want to get you guys a quality podcast as a final product, but it's fun to get to see each other and to interact with some viewers as we record each week. So we'd love to have you guys join us for all those things.
Zion said, "This game was one of the first I acquired when I bought my Dreamcast. I had a blast replaying it until my Dreamcast crapped out on me. At first, I thought it was the controller. I gave it the Viking funeral it deserved. The game was great, and I hope it gets NGP approval. P.S. The music was one of the best of all time. It just hits the right notes as I was racing from dropping off one person to another." Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starts well sung on the menu that way. That was good, Dustin.
I tried my best.
I mean it wasn't as good as Nolan's.
Right.
Hey.
It still blows my mind. We need an episode where you just do that voice for the whole episode.
Zion, thanks for sending that in. I just don't know how anyone couldn't like the game, you know? Like, everyone has such a fondness for Crazy Taxi.
It's got a broad appeal for sure. That's clear.
Because it's fun and it's not trying to do too much. I feel like it's just...
It's not trying to be something else.
Right, there's not depth. They gave us something that was like, hey, have fun multiple hours.
Yeah, it's like, check this video game out, and you have plenty of fun with it.
It's like, we're not going to try to be realistic. We're not going to try to give you the best graphics. Right. We're not going to try to do this or that, but we are going to do this.
Which is interesting, because generally, Dustin, you are such a story person that stripping story off and not having any narrative, and you still being able to go like, what you did was fun, enough for you to be into it really says something, because I'm with you. I tend to like the more immersive experiences, but this one was just too much fun to not like.
Yeah. So we also received a note from Lucky saying, "This game is classic. It really feels like you're driving a real-life taxi in a real-world environment." Actually, scratch that. I just ramped off a moving truck, and I'm now flying over a bus while my passenger is giving me more and more money. She loves it, and so do I. What a fun game.
How do you type while doing all that?
That was awesome. I was like, wait, what?
You're like following along.
They're playing
along
this game really wrong, not trying to hit anything.
Being super careful, stopping at the red lights.
Avoiding pedestrians, not driving through the park.
That would be an interesting game, actually. You have to follow the rules of the road. Use your blinker.
In the early, is it Mafia? Yeah, in the early Mafia games, if you run red lights, the police will come after you.
Okay, that's dope.
If you speed, the police will come after you. Like, at first, it was really hard, and I was like, this is the worst, but then I kind of got into it.
That seems like a boring game, but I'm going to make it, and everyone's going to be like, dude, this is awesome.
I'll just get my car and drive.
I mean,
like a real
it's just
person.
Driving simulator. No, there's truck simulator. There's
Kenny.
I know,
knows
and they don't appeal to
virtual
me
virtual reality
all.
And video games is better than real life. You, of all people, should know that.
Listen, I don't want to offend our viewers, but if you spend a majority of your time playing trucking simulators, I'm not in your camp.
Thank you, Zion and Lucky and other viewers that send in your thoughts or commentary this week, either through email, through our social media links here live on Twitch, or even in our Discord channel. We greatly appreciate it. We are not randomly selecting a game this week. Sorry, Kenny. Sorry, I know that now the rest of your week is going to be ruined. But
no, we're still going to play a game.
I'm not.
That's not how this
works.
We're
done.
I know
this is the last episode.
And we're playing a game this week. Don't try.
Next week we are playing a game this week, and we're actually going to do it in honor of our guest that is joining us next episode.
Oh yeah.
His name is Brocentia, and he is a speedrunner that typically runs some pretty horrendous games.
We have played one of those games that he speedruns.
Yeah,
yes.
He speedruns the
Bible
game
Adventures.
That we
play. Bible Adventures, right. Uh-huh. So we played that one. This week, he decided that we should play another game that he runs called Athena.
Mm-hmm.
And he scared me a little bit in his description of it. And I think it's bound to be a lot of fun.
Okay. I checked it out.
You told me he has a reputation for playing bad games, mm-hmm. and then tried to nod your head saying this game's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see. It might be pretty rough. It is an NES title, right? Original Nintendo?
I think
yes,
so.
It's a Nintendo game. That's the one that he wants us to play.
Awesome. Super hype, though, that we're having Brocentia on because he's awesome. And
yeah,
he,
having a guest will be a lot of fun. We always enjoy that.
He's heavily involved in the AGDQ events and
speedrunning
really excited to have him on. So
yeah,
get hyped for that.
And maybe visit Brocentia on Twitter and
absolutely.
Let him know that you're excited about him being on the show this week. It's just at Brocentia, BrocentiA. So visit him, welcome him to the New Game Plus family, and we're excited to have him on next week.
Yes.
In the meantime, you can find us on social media. That's Facebook and Twitter at NGP Podcast. You can listen to us directly on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Music, or any other podcast provider of your choice. Subscribe so that you are the first to get new Game Plus episodes. Patreon.com/NGP Podcast is our kind of behind the scenes additional content source. And we're going to have some of that this week. In fact, I'm hoping to do a first play, or one of us is going to do a first play.
Yeah.
This
will be fun.
Of this game. And we always, weekly, we have additional content for those of you that help support us. So thank you all of our Patreons that go above and beyond to contribute to this podcast and make it what it is today.
Very awesome. Also, a special shout out to Bradley and Zion, who are top patrons, and they help produce every single episode. And especially now that we're video casting, they have been great support and help in bringing you that extra content. So special shout out.
We hope you guys join us this week as we play Athena. Did I just totally steal your job, Dustin? I'm sorry, it was the natural time to segue out.
Until then,
want them to play games with us.
Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm still talking over Dustin all the time and making him roll his eyes.
Let's have some fun.
And this has been a crazy edition of New Game Plus.
New Game Plus.